Won't you join hands with the one you're sitting closest to on your left or right? And we will unite our heads and hearts in prayer this morning. God, we give thanks for opportunity to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And we had the common sense to give thanks and to praise your name. For you're worthy of all praise that we have to give and to offer, God. We give thanks that your Holy Spirit is present in this house, in this body house, in our body house. You came in with us, and God, we're glad to know that we are being energized and fueled by your Spirit. We ask now, oh God, beyond and alongside what has taken place by way of dance, by way of song, by way of prayer, we ask, oh God, that you will do something to us, for us, and through us, that might move us to where you would have us to be, oh God. He or she that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Speak, Lord. Your daughters and your sons are listening. This by faith we ask in the name of Jesus and in the nature of Christ. And the people of God say together, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, y'all, say it like you mean it.
Amen.
Come on, give God a thank offering behind that, won't you? My. I was trying to save a little energy for this afternoon, but that's all out the window now. That's gone. My. Thank you. Thank you, choir, and thank you, dance ministry, and thank you, Brother Mendel, for that prayer. We have an inside joke going. Y'all might hear about it one of these days. You know, the summer is upon us, and we are preparing to travel and take vacation. But don't travel, go too far away from the church, because there's a lot of good going on, a lot of exciting things going on here at Goshen during the summer months. And we want your participation, we want your praise, we want your prayers. As you take time away, continue please to support your church by way of your ministry and your presence and your giving. Coming in July the 8th is Community Day. How many years is it, Brother Kent? 35 years, the 35th anniversary of the Community Day, celebrating the life and legacy of Stewarttown and beyond. And on July the 14th, it's Family and Friends Day. Reverend Irvin Nolan will be the preacher for the morning. And coming up during July and August, haven't quite figured out which Sunday yet, but there will be a Motown Sunday, the Gospel According to Motown. And then we'll have a hip-hop Sunday. Did you hear that, Brother Nigel? A hip-hop Sunday. So you need to be present. And looking into September, homecoming is upon us on the second Sunday of September. And third Sunday of September, thank you very much. And leading up to homecoming is homecoming revival, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 12th, 13th, and the 14th, Wednesday night. Pastor Tory Butler, choir and congregations from Good Hope Union United Methodist Church. Thursday night is Bishop Kevin Vincent Gresham Sr., Greater St. John Cathedral. Bishop Gresham was my associate pastor for like 6 months. And then he was called to pastor what was known then as the St. John Free Will Baptist Church. It was in Northeast D.C. And the Lord blessed, and they grew in such significance, they moved to Upper Marlboro, and they since have become Greater St. John Cathedral, starting out with 500 members, and now God has blessed them to worship about 5,000 members. So he will be in the house with us on Thursday night, and closing us out will be Pastor Timothy West from Westphalia United Methodist Church in Upper Marlboro. We're looking to have a wonderful time, and even a peek into November for Men's Day, by special request of Brother Fields, and some of you have heard him on Good Friday, is Pastor Gregory Nelson out of Philadelphia. You know, the one who said he's going to preach a Sunday school lesson and tore the house up. So we're looking to There are a lot of things going on during the summer months, so don't be too far away. Don't be absent so long that you might just have to hear what is taking place. We want you to be present. Amen. Amen. Our text that was read in your hearing is worth a second read in the Message translation. Psalm 116, verses 1 through 14, the Message reading translation says, I love God because he listened to me. Listen as I beg for mercy. He listened so intently as I laid out my case before him. Death stared me in the face. Hell was hard on my heel. Up against it, I didn't know which way to turn. Then I called out to God for help. Please, God, I cried out, save my life. God is gracious. It is he who makes things right. Our most compassionate God. God takes the side of the helpless. When I was at the end of my rope, he saved me, my Lord. Two people died last week, suicide, and even more, but we learned about two. When I was at the end of my rope, he saved me. I said to myself, relax and rest. God has showered you with blessings. So you've been rescued from death. You've been rescued from tears and you foot were kept from stumbling. I'm striding in the presence of God, alive in the land of the living. I stayed faithful, though bedeviled, and despite of a ton of bad luck, despite giving up on the human race, saying they're all liars and cheats. Here's the hook. What can I give back to God for the blessings he has poured out on me? What can I give back to God for the blessings he has poured out on me? Repeat these words after me, please. How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness to me? Repeat again, please. Possibilities are fertile. When we give back to the Lord, possibilities are fertile. When we give back to the Lord, how can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness towards me? Before I enter into this message, I have to share this. As many of you may have read in the paper during this last week, I do not endorse payday lending. Unlike some preachers, Brother Mendel, they brought them in on private planes, make them feel like somebody, and took them to a place and began to talk about how they could loan, they could front the church with money. Black churches we're talking about. And any of you know the lending rates for payday lending? Outrageous. Based on the predatory lending rates of payday loans, poor people get caught up in a vicious cycle of living from paycheck to paycheck. I just needed to make it clear that I do not endorse payday lending. Don't endorse it. And you shouldn't either. How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness to me? How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness to me? The word psalm means song. And in the Hebrew scriptures, the title of the writings that we know as the Psalms is Tehillim, which means praises or book of praises. And when we read the book of Psalms, we are reading essentially the hymn book of the Jewish faith. Originally, the Psalms were to be sung, not recited, and often prepared for instrument accompaniment. And although each of the Psalms does not have praise as the central theme, many do offer praises to God. For example, Psalm 148, for instance, says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun, moon, and praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies." Psalm 149 says, "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice to their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and music to him with tremble and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory." And probably one of the most familiar, Psalm 150, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with strings and pipes. Praise him with clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord." Whew. I'm so glad some of y'all caught on to that. All these hymns of praise ought to brew up in us reasons why God ought to be praised for us, by us personally. In our text from its opening to the end, Psalm 116 is full of phrases of praises and thanksgiving. And as was the Jewish workers' experience, if you were to use your mind, you could envision the anticipation of excitement. Use your mind and think about what it may have been like in antiquity, and then shift to what it is to be like, the excitement of your own worship experience, your own worship opportunity. When, with your consecrated imagination, family, you yourself envision with Jesus on your mind and listening to your favorite gospel music as you prepare to make your way to the house of the Lord. I'm still down in the study, and upstairs my wife is just praising the Lord out of her mind, music loud and blasting. Envision our gospel choir. Down in the choir room, fine tuning their voices and focusing their faith upward to offer songs of praise in the Lord. I was coming down the steps this morning and heard them in the choir room, and I got excited. See the anticipation of celebration in the sanctuary as the choir master and pianist, Brother Thomas Anderson, accompanied by Brother Tony Freeman on guitar and Brother Kevin Talbert on drums. Imagine the anticipation to see the beauty of the kinetic expression of dance. As the choir enters, the worshipers begin to let loose a praise to the Lord and testifying to the experience of God's goodness and mercy, having yet this week experienced God's deliverance and healing and transforming power. And in one powerful, unified voice, the congregation sings, "I love the Lord. He heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy." because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Family, with your spirit, spirit mind, imagine the transition from verses 1 to 4 in our text to 5 and 6. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple-hearted. When I was in great need, he saved me. But at rest once more, oh my soul, for the Lord has been good to me. For you, oh Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Family, by this, the choir, by this time, the choir gets happy and starts shouting and starts to wave their hand in the air just like they. And as they think about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the Lord in their own lives, and as you think about how the hand of the Lord delivered you from tight and tense, troublesome places, how God's wisdom has guided you through rough places, how God delivered you when doctors doubted that they could do nothing. The congregation catches a case of the can't help it. They can't help praising the Lord. And the choir raises up his voices in elevated praise and power as they ask in today's sermonic theme, how can I repay the Lord for all his goodness toward me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on your name, on the name of the Lord, in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst, O Goshen. Well, it says Jerusalem, but we're at Goshen. Thank you, God. For a moment, the music stops. Every eye is on the choir director, who raises his hands, and together all the instruments are played, and the liturgical dancers swirl, and both choir and congregation in unison let forth a great shout of praise. How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness toward? Can we give the benediction and go home? Oh my God, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. The family, family, the question of repaying giving to God is best asked, answered, and understood as an expression of thanksgiving and praise for the goodness of the Lord toward us. Beloved, in order to get the most personal fulfillment from giving is to know the full joy of giving and the willingly give as generous as we should be giving as an expression of thanksgiving and reciprocity and praise to the goodness of God. Family, whatever and whenever God gives to you, you can expect it to be generous, over the top, in abundance, running over. Do I have a witness? And in the spirit of reciprocity and thanksgiving, we are to reciprocate to God generously, abundantly, over the... What happened to the praise on that? Family, as each of us considers whether we will begin or continue to give generously and by faith, determine how much of our resources we are willing to give to the Lord for the work of the church. The question must be asked we must ask ourselves is, how can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness towards me? Now notice I didn't say, how much will I give from what I have? Or how much can I afford to give? Didn't ask that. The question is not how much time from my busy schedule can I afford to give to the church, or how much of my skill can I afford to give without being compensated for my services. Family, 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 whenever I hear questions like these, what I want to say is eventually the Lord is really blessing you. Evidently, I should say, the Lord is really blessing you, because instead of looking at what you are giving, maybe you should look at what the Lord has given you and give thanks for all that you have. Family, family, our text serves as a reminder to all of us that in spite of the growing cost of living and taxes put in place by your president's policies, and what we throw away by our own frivolous spending, the Lord continues to give generously, supplying our needs. Do I have a witness? Family, family, the crucial question that should drive our generosity, our giving, is not simply how much should I give, but how can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness towards me? Unless our generosity is motivated by gratefulness and is an act of praise for what God has already done in our lives, then our giving may be motivated by the wrong thoughts and the wrong spirit. Did you hear what I just said? If our giving is seen primarily as another bill, if our giving is seen as another obligation, what that means is that the Lord is thought of as another bill collector. Another bill collector, another creditor, causing our spirit of giving as well as our giving itself to be just another headache. Can we be truthful this morning? And just as some people hate to see payday or Social Security Day come, they hate to see those days come because they think about having to pay the creditors. A person could subconsciously hate worship around offering time, seeing it as a time to pay a creditor or pay another bill. Help me, somebody. There's a story about a man who once explained to his pastor that he didn't tithe because he couldn't afford it. He said he had too many bills. The pastor said to the man that his first debt is to God. The man replied, "Yeah, but the Lord ain't harassing me like my creditors are." Because the Lord doesn't harass us, because the Lord doesn't decline our credit card or turn off our lights, because the Lord won't make harassing calls or deny us an increase of a line of credit that's already extended, because the Lord won't ruin our credit score and won't report us to the credit bureau, the Lord tends to get left out when it comes to our giving. Don't look at me funny, you know I'm right. When some of us get into a tight financial bind, the first thing we do is cut our giving to the Lord. I'm not talking about the person who has to cut off a pledge for a short period of time due to an unexpected financial setback. I'm talking about people who are, can I be really real this morning? I'm talking about people who postpone giving during Christmas so that they can do more gift buying. I'm talking about people who are planning summer vacations, trips, and they calculate their giving as a part of their travel income, and as a result give selfishly when they spare, give what they can spare instead of giving generously. I'm trying not to look I don't know your business. Yet the Lord gives us health and strength. Do I have a witness? Blesses us with steady income and a mind to budget so that our creditors can get paid. Is it asking too much, family, that we do right by the God from whom all blessings flow? Is it asking too much to honor God, the one whom all help comes from? I'm sure there are people present in the house this morning who could testify that they've never missed out on anything or gotten a lack of anything because of your generosity of giving to the church. Maybe I didn't say that clearly. You give to the church generously, and in your own home and personal life, you've never missed out on anything. Do I have a witness in this place? When, even when we put in our last, we don't go lacking because the Lord continues to make a way for us. We've never gone hungry without clothes, roof over our heads because of what we've given to the church. You remember when you bought your first home and you weren't even sure how you're going to make that first mortgage payment? But the Lord made a way. Your heat and lights have never been turned off. Your cell phone has never been cut off because you have given to the Lord. And get this, if we fall behind or have financial problems at home, it's not because we put our offering in. That's not what set us back. Putting our offering in is not what sets us back. It's what we put in our stomachs that sets us back. It's what we put, what's hanging in our closet that sets us back. It's what we put on. It's what we put in our garage that sets us back. It's what we put in the tank of whatever it is in our garage that sets us back. It's what we do with our eyelashes that set us back. Our fingernails and our toenails. It's what we do for our her. God knows we fall behind because of the her. Help me, Jesus. Now hear this. Mortgage rate goes up and down, and credit card rates go up and down. The cost of gas and clothes and food continue to go up and down. But guess what? The tithe, Brother Sean, the tithe remains the same. Did y'all hear what I said? The tithe remains. It's been the same since Abraham gave the first tithe, the first 10% of his spoils to Melchizedek. My God, that's a long time ago. The tithe remains the same. Throughout all eternity, the tithe remains the same. Hear me well. What we give at church is not the reason for our lack, but our giving to the Lord is the reason that we make it. It's the Lord who takes care of us. Our tithe, our offering, our pledges, our sacrifices should not be viewed as a bill, but as a gift of praise and thanksgiving in response to what God has already done. How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness towards me? Whereas the Revised Standard Version says, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his bounty to me? Family, when I think about where I was and where I am, I say to myself, look where God has brought me from. From sinner to saint, from damnation to transformation to salvation. That's my story. I don't know yours. But you ought to be thinking about yours right now and think about where the Lord has brought you from. The Lord has made the impossible in my life possible. He brought me from no way to all the way. Is there anybody here that the Lord has brought from sickness to good health? Is there anybody here that the Lord has brought from drug-filled to drug-free, from the gutter to grace, from walking to hacking to busing to driving to sailing to flying? Do I have a witness? Is there anybody here that the Lord has brought from dirt floors to marble floors, and from no hire to last hired for a position to selecting which position to take? Is there anybody here that the Lord has blessed in their lives? Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. The Lord has brought us from slave ships to cruise ships. From Kmart dungarees to Brooks Brothers suits. From shoes with cardboard bottoms to red bottoms. From Kroger's to Coach. From Burlington to Burnshaw. From Braga Gutman to Gucci and Giomani. From Van Heusen to Kenneth Cole. From financially embarrassed to financially balanced. Look where the Lord has brought you and me from. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his goodness towards me? The Lord brought somebody from living in mama's basement to owning their own home with their own basement. How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness towards me? The Lord has brought you from cleaning the corner office to working in. Do I have a witness? Won't he do it? The Lord has shifted you from a 20-inch black and white screen complete with coat hanger and aluminum foil antenna to 70-inch mounted flat screen in this room and that room and that room. And what shall I repay to the Lord for all of his goodness towards me? I don't have, somebody doesn't have a flat screen on the wall. They've got a theater room in their basement. DVD and RDV and satellite digital hookup. How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness to me? Of course, we know that ultimately we can never repay the Lord for his kindness, his generosity towards us. We know that we can never repay the Lord for his goodness and his love. But we can and should do something. We should do something. Somebody say something.
Something.
We should do something to express our gratitude. The Lord answered the question in our text. The psalmist, I should say, answered the question. How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness to me? The answer, I will lift up my cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Now, family, some commentators have different interpretations of these words. Some say that to acknowledge God's salvation in your life is to give yourself over to God, to be a witness for God so that others can see the effects of God's saving grace in your life. And I love that. And as they look at your life and my life, they desire to be touched by God's awesomeness. And other commentators believe that the cup was part of a fellowship or meal that celebrated God's deliverance from sickness and trouble or death, or to acknowledge a special blessing. The meal ended with a drink offering, a toast. Oh, I wish I knew my sons when they were young. We were at the table one time. One of my sons said, "Cheers to Jesus." Oh, but that was quite prophetic, because this drink offering celebrates, it's a toast of thanksgiving, honoring the Almighty for what he has done. Psalmist wrote, "I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows, my promises to the Lord in the presence of all people." Some people say that being Christian is private. It's personal, not private. And otherwise, it's public. Jesus said, "Let your light shine." Jesus said, nobody takes a light and puts it under a bowl. He put it on a lampstand to light up the room. So it's not private. It's personal and it's public. Do you see it? "For as much as the Lord has done for us, for as much as God has given each of us, we should at least try to give back to God." We ought to try to give to God, try to offer to God, try to give joy, and try to give love. We ought to at least try. To try is to put forth your best effort. To try at its core is to be faithful. We should try to give from our abundance. Is there anybody here who the Lord has made a way for? Is there anybody here that God has given in outrageous ways and unsuspecting ways? Is there anybody here that God has surprised you by his gift? Is there anybody here who still can't figure out how they made it? How can I repay the Lord for what I can't explain? How can I give thanks and offer to God for what makes no sense? Honor the Lord with your wealth, with your first fruits of all your crops. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that all things at all times, having all that you need, will abound in every good work. How can we repay the Lord for all of his goodness? But on the other side of all is all. How can you repay the Lord for all of his goodness towards you? Stand on your feet all over the church. Come on, let's start by giving God a praise offering. A praise offering to God.